This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Today is tax day, the deadline for filing your 2020 federal taxes a month later than normal years. But even if you filed early this year, you may still be waiting for your refund. That is because, shocker, the pandemic, it did a number on a lot of people's tax returns, and the IRS is now buried in a huge backlog. For starters, 30 million tax returns were flagged for a manual review. People got stimulus checks and other relief payments, and the IRS has to take a closer look at them. And it still has returns from 2019 to sift through, too. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on.
Samuel McConnell and his wife Wendy filed their 2020 tax return in February, but they're still waiting for their $2,900 refund. The IRS just tells them, your return is being processed.
With no other information, no information why.
Now, it's always tempting to blame things on your kids, but this time the delay really could be due to McConnell's daughter, Maggie.
Well, since Maggie was born in January of 2020, the IRS didn't know about her.
So McConnell claimed Maggie's COVID relief payments on their 2020 taxes. That may have put them in that backlog of 30 million returns. Erin Collins is the IRS's national taxpayer advocate.
30 million returns for however many IRS employees to process is a very large lift for the IRS.
And Collins says it doesn't help that the IRS's budget was cut 20% over the past decade. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.